John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Welcome to the show. It's John Bishop, Calvin Roberts. This is the Alphabet Soup, and I did that on purpose to give a big welcome to sort of messed the levels up.
Which you did.
Yeah. So if anybody's got wobbly ears and things like that, welcome sounds as loud as it did.
Do you know, when you talk like that, it's like Dolly Parton lying down.
Well, it is interesting. For those people who've never been in the studio, what happens to the line going along where you can see how your voice goes? And when I go, welcome, it just jumps up, doesn't it?
Oh, look at it. It's just jumped.
It's pathetic. Pathetic what pleases you. Anyway, my name's John Bishop. This is Calvin Roberts. Say hello, Calvin.
Hello. How are we?
I'm all right now. I've got a cup of tea in my hand. I've had as you well know how I am, I've had a stressful day.
Tell them all about it.
I've had a stressful day, and I tell you why. Because I'm going to take my jumper off. Because I parked my car in an NCP car park in Manchester earlier today. And then
was enough in Liverpool?
yeah, I had to walk back. That's what's the problem, eh? Hey, European capital culture's going the way to park. And I was in Manchester, so I parked my car in what looked like a big NCP car park. And then I went to sort the ticket out, put my credit card in, and it stopped. All of a sudden, the machine said, out of order. So the machine said, no, your card's out of order. The machine's out of order. But it still had my card in the machine. So I did what you're naturally going to do. I kicked it a few times, and then the next thing I did is I pressed this little button on it, which you assume is the phone man to the man in the hut. So I pressed the button for the phone to speak to the man in the hut and got to a call centre. A call centre somewhere near London. So there's a fella there, and I said, I've just put me thing in. I'm expecting to be on CCTV. I said, it's turned itself off with the credit card on. Well, actually, I'm telling a little lie, because I had to go from that machine to the next machine, because that machine wasn't even connecting. So then I had to press this button and say, it's got my credit card in. To which he said, no, it hasn't. To which I said, yes, it has. And he said, well, it hasn't, because I can see what's going on with this machine. I said, but I'm not on that machine. I'm on the machine that's over there that's got my credit card. And he said, why don't you phone me on that machine? I said, because that machine's broke. That's why it's got my credit card, because it's broke. So I can't phone you on a machine that's broke, because it doesn't work. So he said, this is what he said as well. He said, so how do I know your credit card's in there? I said, why would I stand here and pretend to have a credit card in a machine when I didn't? So then we had this altercation. So I said, look, just tell me where your office is and I'll come and see you. He said, well, I'm in London. I said, well, is there somebody here who can undo the machine? And he said, no, it's an unmanned car park. What an utter disgrace.
Where's the security? No security or anything.
Eventually, after half an hour, they have people looking after three or four car parks who have a van, and they come round in the van. But I just couldn't believe it. Like here, St John's, you go at any time of the day and you drive down, there's a little man in a hut and you pay him. Now, they could get rid of him. And he could also be a call centre in Bombay. But I like that little bit of human interaction. I think that's good. And, you know, you're giving someone a job. And we wonder why we're all going buses, because we don't even have people looking after car parks. And the car park costs more to stay in than a bleeding hotel for the night. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are quite shocking, the prices. I mean, a season ticket for a typical Liverpool car park is dearer than a season ticket to go and watch Chelsea.
No, you just made that up.
No, honestly.
Was that in the Echo or something?
Eh?
Is this just something you found out?
Something I found out, because that's why I take the train into work now. I can't afford to pay it.
Why?
Because it's about £600, £700 a year to get a season ticket for your car.
And is it like trying to get one for Anfield, where you've got to wait for someone to die?
Take your waiting list for St. John's.
And then when you try to park there, there's loads of Norwegians in the car park. How did they get in? How did they got a season ticket? Listen to Sven there. How's he got one?
So, I wouldn't be surprised to see St. John's relocate to Stanley Park.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'll tell you, car park, and that's the future. That's the future. Definitely. Easy money. Easy money.
Hang on, we've not got to the funny bit yet. What happened on Edge Lane?
No, well, this is the funny bit. I'm just getting, I was getting over that. So I'm late for this. So you're on me back because I'm late. So to which we had some degree of exchange, should we say?
You know what we should do? We should read out the text here, exactly what was said, and we should let the public decide for themselves.
You can't.
Who for one was a little bit.
Well,
ratty.
I was tetchy.
And who was trying to be professional in his approach?
All right.
Well, should we do this?
Yeah, I've got.
Let's get our phones.
This is your. I have to tell you what. If there's anyone listening to this from Relate, this is a great way of getting couples to resolve problems. The amount of arguments I have with my missus on a text, and they're quite. Because I can't text quick, I just go straight for the kill. So, you know, really, she can test quicker than me. So she forms an argument, whereas I just send back insults. So I think this would be a good thing to do. It's therapy. So I sent the first text, didn't I? So I read out what I sent.
Let me phone just boot up here. Because my phone is not used to language like that.
Sent messages. Nice. Okay. Can we move it running a bit late?
Right.
That's what I said.
Now, this, by the way, folks, we have to explain, is when we book a studio to rehearse some bits for the show, you know, contrary to some belief, we don't just wander in here at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. We do some prep, of which, because we work
which
in this...
Which we tend to throw out the window.
Yeah.
So I said...
So what you said to me, go on, you read your text.
Can we do 4:30 running late?
Okay. Of which... Of which my reply was, well, it will have to be, won't it? But, mate, we have to sort it out. Had everything booked, now have to change again.
Now, just read that again. Well, it'll have to be, won't it? That's the thing that goes, won't. It'll have to be.
Hey, don't read anything into text.
Yeah, well, it'll have to be, won't it?
If that was going to be cutting, that would have been in capital letters.
Right.
Yeah?
How am I going to explain what I sent back?
Try your best.
I said, go away.
You said, off.
I did. I said,
off. I am on 62. I will get there as soon as I can. Take it or leave it. Your call.
Yeah. All right, then. So I said, off. I'm on 62. I'll get there as soon as I can. Take it or leave it. It's your call. All right, fair enough. I did. Now, that I said that at 15:34. When I was on the 62. At 16:04, when I was on Edge Lane, I suddenly hear... and I've now somehow ended up with a flat tyre on Edge Lane! Edge Lane, which everyone will know, getting a flat tyre on Edge Lane is like being a limping gazelle surrounded by lions, because you're just annoying everyone. You can't get out the way. They all want to pass you. They're all beating their own. Going, I can't go. I'm injured. I have a flat tyre. So then I had to go to the side to change the tyre, which meant that I was late. And then I did that thing that you do where you take the spare tyre out and then you got the jack out and then you can't remember how the jack works and you can't get the arm of the jack out and then you can't get it under the car. And then you get it. Then you start to move it and then you get the nuts. You get the nuts ready, and then you can't remember which way is tight, which way is untight. So then I spent a couple of minutes jumping on the spanner, tightening the nuts. I don't go that way. Then I've had to do them the other way, and then I can get the nut to get the special nuts off, and then I get a text off you saying, that's karma. You shouldn't have said f*** off to me. Which really didn't help me move, to be honest. Yeah, I am a little bit... I'm settled now. I've had a cup of tea.
Do you know what's quite amusing about your text? You know, because you're quite graphic. I've got this great new phone that talks to you. So every time you open a text message, it speaks to me what the text is.
No, it can't.
Do you want an example of this? It's quite entertaining, this, actually. Now listen to this.
John Bishop. Sent at 15:35. Content is off. I am on. Get there as soon as or leave it your call.
Give it again.
You ready? Hang on a minute. I just done reply. Hang on a minute. Oh no, I've just sent you a text.
I'm just that weak.
I don't know, but it's great for blind people, isn't it? Yeah, here we go.
From John Bishop. Sent at 15:35. Content is off. I am on 62. You'll get there as soon as or leave.
It's such a...
This is great, isn't it? I mean, this was your first text.
From John Bishop. Sent at 15:29. Content is can we do 4.30 running a bit late.
See, he goes a bit kind of mad. It's a bit like R2-D2.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just absolutely... You can have so much fun with this. I mean, this is like, what did I say? This did...
John Bishop.
At least you know we're not lying about the times.
What you get for telling me to f*** off.
Anyway, there you go.
Well, that's the... Yeah, anyway, it's a blind... I've got a mate who's a blind lad who keep getting texts off and I keep on thinking, how's that way? How is he doing that? I just assumed it was his girlfriend. It's obviously one of them.
Yeah.
That is brilliant, isn't it? But also, if you get a... The other side of things is that if you're getting a text message that talks to you, why not phone up? Somebody in Motorola or whoever it is who makes your phones has thought, you know, all this writing's a bit hard, isn't it? Why don't we have people talking what they've written? Won't that save a lot of hassle?
It's just crazy, isn't it? You know, that's how you texted all that. Oh, I don't know.
Well, there you go. So everyone can say that, in many respects, our relationship is not as harmonious as it sometimes comes across.
But we're still here.
Hey, we're still hanging on.
And when we pick up that Sony in May,
we'll laugh about days like this. Why, do you know someone called Sony who needs a lift? Sonny. But anyway, today, harmonious was a good word, because today we're supposed to be talking with regard to the letter H. And what I've done, because me and you are particularly, I'd like to say busy, in other words, lazy, and we don't do enough preparation, is I've asked my nephew, Lee, who's a student in Newcastle, to each week send me down some suggestions, some things that we can talk about beginning with the letter of the week. Now, obviously, being a student, he has nothing better to do. He's got loads of time on his hands. I said, in return, I'll buy him a drink, or as he's a student, get his hair cut. Now, he sent H, and you can see it on the screen there. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that 5? 5. I thought he'd done 6. No, just 5. Oh, no, 6. He has done 6. And this is interesting because it gives you an insight into the mind of a young 18-year-old man.
Yeah. I can see that.
It says everything, doesn't it? Because the first thing is, tell him what the first thing is.
Is that Halle Maria Berry?
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Then we've got Haribo.
Haribo, the sweets.
This is what he's eating when he's doing this. Hangman.
Hangman.
He's not suicidal, is he?
No, but remember, it's the game, the paper game, that no one seems to play anymore. Remember that game where you used to have letters?
Yeah.
In fact, he's obviously... Because what he's done it, he's gone onto Wikipedia or something, and he's got strategy. Hangman is a paper and pencil game for two players. One player thinks of a word, and then the other one tries to guess it using letters. Strategy. In the English language, the 12 most common occurring letters in descending order are... Can you read that?
E-T-A-O-I-N-S-H-R-D-L-U. What's that supposed to mean?
No, they're in descending order. So the words that people pick...
Right.
The most common letter is E.
Oh, right.
And the other letter frequency have to be guessed by the other person, blah, 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 blah. But somebody has counted that. Somebody's watched people playing Hangman and thought, I wonder what letters to come out with most often.
Well, your nephew's not done it, whoever it is. You're right, he's just cut and paste that from somewhere else.
Yes.
Have you paid for this? I would withhold payment.
I'm giving him a hot chocolate for Christmas. Not along with that.
Don't even throw in a marshmallow.
It's plagiarism, it's perfect. What more do you want to do? I don't want to make things up. This will do. Go on, what do you like?
Oh, I like the bit about the horse, but it doesn't tell me much of that I don't know.
Harry Potter.
They have the largest eyes of any land mammal, and because their eyes are positioned on the sides of their heads, horses have a range of vision more than 350 degrees.
I didn't know that.
No.
That can't be right. They can't see behind them.
That means that there's only 10 degrees they can't see. That can't be right, can it? 360 degrees around you.
They might turn their head.
There
might be some truth in that, though, because, you know, in horse racing...
Yeah.
You might not know this, but horses sometimes wear what they're called cheek pieces. Or maybe headgear. And what it is, it's to stop the horse being distracted by looking around them. So if they see a horsey coming
blinkers,
up beside it...
Blinkers, you mean?
Yeah. Well, blinkers, cheek pieces...
Cheek pieces.
Because of the cheeks.
Horses haven't got cheeks.
Well, yeah, but they're just called cheek pieces.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's possibly true.
To stop them. Yeah, but if you're used... Imagine how scary...
Well, you think about it.
But if you put your eyes by the side of your head now, like we've got peripheral vision, you put your eyes by the side of your head and you've got blinkers on and you're running a race... And as a horse, you think you're the only one in the race because you haven't seen any other horses because you got your cheek pieces on and you've been put into this cage thing to start, and you start running. How scared would you be if all of a sudden a load of horses start running in front of you? That scared the life out of me. No wonder horses bolt.
Horses are very intelligent animals, horses, apparently. You know when they say the phrase, horses for courses... You're not saying, I mean, your horses for courses.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know why they say that?
Because it rhymes.
That as well. The reason they do it is because horses run better at certain tracks and they have a very good memory. So if a horse like, say, Red Rum, hardly ever won anywhere other than Aintree. It won at Hexham a couple of times, but always seemed to win around Aintree. It loves the course. Horses for courses.
Hang on. If you're a horse that's good at one running on wet ground,
running and jumping on
wet ground, then when there's wet ground, you've a chance of winning. And when there's dry ground, you've left chance of winning. That's horses for courses. If you're telling me that a horse remembers the ground, remembers the track, I don't believe that.
It's true.
How can they prove that? How can anyone prove a horse can remember anything?
They can't prove anything, can they?
It's a horse, isn't it? You can't say he's just won, not because the weather's exactly the same it was last time he was here and he won. He won because he knows the way. He remembered it. It makes no odds, does it?
What they tend to remember is the bad things. Like, say if it had a bad fall at a fence or whatever, it would remember... the courses because it had a bit of a bad bump. You know, got a headache.
But how can you say that? So you're telling me that if a horse has fell out a fence and then it comes back next year to the same fence, it's going to go, oh, I don't fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fancy that. Is that honestly true?
Well, I'm no expert, you know, but you know I follow the game. And...
Yeah, but it's just, see, this is the thing. I've got a dog. And I got a book.
You got half a dog.
Yeah. No, I've got a dog now. Dude. Oh, yeah, we've got a full dog. We killed the other one. Well, he didn't kill him. We let him go to doggy heaven. But we got a new dog. And I got a mate who said, look, if you got a dog, I saw him with his dog, and he was brilliant with his dog. He had this brilliant, bam, bam, bang, brilliant. So I thought, how have you done that? He said, you got to get this book. And it's a book called Think Dog. And I would tell anyone who's got a dog to get this book. It's a great book, because he's a dog psychologist. As soon as I said that, I regretted it. Because I would be thinking, no, he's not. But apparently he's a dog psychologist, so he knows how dogs think. And he was saying part of the problem is that people pass on their feelings to animals and think that they interpret the animal's actions in the mode of their feelings. So that means that you're saying the horse... remembers because he acts differently, because you would remember, but you don't remember. No, you don't remember. You're not the horse. So if the horse was running to a fence that it couldn't jump, there's no reason it'll be able to jump it next time, will there? It couldn't jump it the first time. It was just that it couldn't jump that fence.
Exactly. That's the point I'm saying.
Yeah, but so if the fence is too big for the horse, it's not going to, like, remember it. It just can't jump the fence.
It might have grown a bit, you know, or has a bit more of a spring in its step. If a horse goes onto a course and ends up getting carried back in its box, it's going to remember it.
But it'd be dead, won't it? Let's be honest.
Don't be harsh.
No, it will, don't it? Well,
some horses do unfortunately die.
But like this book, Think Dog, was brilliant because it said what you shouldn't do, what you shouldn't do is two things. You should never play a pulling game with a dog. Never play, you know, a dog's got something in its mouth. Never try and pull it out because that then is giving the dog a chance to be better than you. You've always got to be better than the dog. Always better than the dog. So he wants to play that game. It's like a challenge. You go, no, I'm not interested in challenging you. And then you never let the dog walk in the house before you. This is true. What are you laughing at? It's true. Never let the dog go through narrow passages. So go through a doorway or a hedge before you. Make the dog stay because you're the leader of the pack. And he should be the follower.
Right.
And also, another thing as well, which is vital in our house, is dog on bed. There should be areas that the dog's not allowed. Dog should be on the ground. And Melanie lets the dog get on bed because she thinks it's cuddly. But I don't like, I'm not sleeping with the dog.
Right.
I'm not sleeping. So dog's on bed. I'm in spare room. No, no.
And what, now, what does the book say about this?
And the book says that the dog is trying to lay in its place. And so what you should do, you should go and sit in its box. It's true.
Have you tried this?
Yeah, you should go and sit in. If he gets on our bed, I go and get in his box. And I keep on thinking, I'm sure he's winning.
Surely if he's got you out of bed and he's on your bed and you're in his box, he's won.
Yeah, he's got me bed and he's got me bed and I'm in the box. I'm in the box while I'm teaching you a lesson. But I've actually gone and stood in his box and looked at him going, what do you think of this, Clever Laura, big fella. But it's true.
Oh,
it's true. You can't have the dog's got to be told its place and you can't think the dog thinks like you. So the dog won't have its feelings hurt because it hasn't got any. The dog's got parameters that you need to set. And I think it's the same with horses. You can't say a horse remembers something because you do.
Does the same apply to cats and ducks?
I've never read a book about ducks. You know, think duck. It probably across the whole animal world. Yeah. There's no reason why animals should have any emotion or thoughts like us. None whatsoever.
Fishes. Get in its fish tank.
Fishes. Well, no, there's things about fishes, isn't there? Where fish... You're winding me up now. I'm going to send you another text. The phone lines have been chocking with dogs wanting to phone up and complain. I've got feelings too.
They should have known how to use the phone. They've not been taught.
Oh, they have.
They should have known their place.
They have. No, they've not been phoned. They've all been texting. It's just your phone and talking to us. Sorry, I've just found something to play with. It was a mini disc, which was one of those things that got invented and then nobody uses.
I still use mine. I've got shows that we used to do on the other station going back years ago.
On the mini disc?
Yeah.
Years ago when we were good and thought we had the future. We thought we were going to be the stars of radio and they were going to push us forward. And now look at us in a bunker.
Just pushed.
Playing with the things that other people left behind. Just the debris of other shows. Oh, this might be fun. So we're here. We're doing the letter H. If you don't know what this show's all about, and I do this every week, I try to explain the show because I always wonder what I would think if I was suddenly in the region of City Talk and I was driving my car or my van or my bus or whatever I was driving, my lorry, And or I was in someone else's house who I don't know, and not that I wouldn't be in the house that I don't know, somebody's house, and I don't live there, so I've never heard the show. And I think, what on earth are they all about? The premise of the show is that we're going from A to Z and talking about things with individual letters. If you've listened to this show for more than 3 minutes, you'll realise we don't really stick to that, do we?
Very rarely, that's to be said.
Doing our best, we're doing our best. And with the aid of a hungry student, we've come up with things to discuss, beginning with the letter H. We've discussed horses, and I think we've found things out about horses that I didn't know. I'm not that convinced on one of the facts that have been put here as well, that they've got the biggest eyes of any mammal. They have the largest eyes of any land mammal.
Have you seen a horse close up? I mean, a proper horse, not a panto one. A proper horse. Have you been nose to nose with a horse?
I find that a little bit. What do you mean, a proper horse? How many types of horses are there?
Well, there's different horses. There's the Shire horses.
Yeah, well, they're not going to have different size eyes, are they?
There's police horses.
Yeah.
They must have good eyesight to be in the police.
That's a point, actually.
Look at the horse can fail an eye test.
What did he do with the police horses? He just read off the top line. Just clop like that.
No, but up close, they have got huge eyes.
I know, but huge. I'm just trying to think. The largest mammal.
But are they bigger than... Is a whale?
It's a land mammal, it says.
Oh,
land mammal? Yeah, land mammal. I'm just thinking, giraffes. They've got big eyes.
Elephants? Actually, no, I don't think elephants would have big eyes.
No, they've got little eyes. I think
I would go with this. No, we can't dispute this. He's got this from
somewhere. No, he's got it from somewhere.
We can't be here.
So we've learned things about that. We were talking about Hangman. We've also mentioned one of the things that he's put in here, maybe because he is a hungry student, is Haribo. Haribo, which is an odd confectionery, Haribo. They're the ones who apparently make more chewy sweets than anyone else in the world. But I don't remember Haribo when I was a kid.
No, they only came about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Fairly new product.
Yeah.
Not new sweets. I mean, they've all been out before, but suddenly this brand comes along.
But prior to that, there was things like Twizzles and stuff like that. Who made all of them?
Probably Haribo.
Roundtree.
Roundtree.
That's who it was. Roundtree.
Yeah, you know these always change the names every 2 years.
But Roundtree doesn't. Haribo was founded in 1920 in Germany, and the name is an acronym for Heinz Riegel Bonn.
Well, how come it took 80 years to get over here?
Well, we had a war with them, didn't we?
So do you think they held it back out over
and
there?
I think during the war, he said, listen, no gummy bears. Come over there. You can keep your Haribo gummy bears until we've resolved things.
There you go. You see,
but that's Haribo. That's one of the words he's come up with, and the other one is harmonica. Now, I have to be honest with you. I've got an harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Not with me, not on me, but I have got an harmonica, and I had this vision that I was going to learn how to play.
Did you?
I was going to learn how to play so that when I went to work on a sea shanty, wherever I landed, I could just... And it never happened. Never happened.
Is this like one of those little mouth organ thingies?
That's what a harmonica is.
It is.
It's a mouth organ. As it says here, it's a free reed wind instrument. Or an instrument free of weed.
They're a strange little thing then, because you don't really have to know how to play it. You can do any... You sit that in your gob for the first time, you can still make a tune. You just make a tune. You just stick it in, it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it is. But that's why it's done so well. Mm. The thing with the harmonica, you can make a noise with it. You can show some degree of ability. You try and do that with a harp. Never happens, does it?
Harp's the chosen instrument of the heavens. Anytime you see an angel, they got a harp.
I know. Have you seen a harp? They're hard to carry. Why haven't all the angels got harmonicas? So when you're I think that would be good, though. That would be good. Harps are ridiculous. I've told you, haven't I, when I was in London that time, I saw the fella busking with the harp.
Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous. A harmonica, I can imagine, but a harp. The box was bigger than him. Yeah, the box, he had this big case, and the case had wheels on it because it was next to him. And I thought anything that you have to transport on a London tube on wheels shouldn't be used for busking. But a harmonica's ideal. And then the last thing that he's got amongst this, Halle Berry, and as you say, this I think reflects the mind of Assunes. It's got Halle Berry.
What does it say about Halle Berry? I can't read that text from here. American actress, former fashion model, and beauty queen. Well, she's a former Miss USA.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No.
Oh, tidy totty Halle Berry.
Back in 1986.
Yeah. Well, not wrong with that, lad.
Well, she's good up well the last couple of years, isn't she?
Well, how old would she be now, then?
Well, you're normally quite young to win Miss Young, aren't you? Say 20. She must be knocking on the 40s now, then. Easily.
How did that happen, then? I just clicked onto that link that was supposed to lead me to Miss USA and I end up on my email. I think I've got an email off Miss USA.
I think that's unlikely.
Well, there you go. There you go.
What film should she be in? An X-Men, Bulworth, Flintstones. Flintstones?
I never saw that.
Was she Alma?
I never saw that. She's done well.
Not bad for herself. Yeah, not bad for herself.
She's done something else, though, that's not on there. A big one.
Didn't she do Bond?
No, she's Bond's on there. There's another one. There's another one I thought, a serious one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not. Oh, talking of serious ones, did you see what's her face with the Golden Globe this week?
Who?
Oh.
Who?
The one who, oh, embarrassing. What was her name?
I know who you mean.
I can't remember the name now. What's the name?
I'm not going to tell you.
Dude, so you haven't got it, have you?
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, it's from name. From Titanic. What's her face? An iris and. No, I'm going to try and remember the name. Kate.
Yep.
Kate Winslet.
That's the one.
Kate Winslet, that's it. Her speech. Now, I didn't see it in full. But I saw clips of it on the news, and it's one of those things where you think, no. There can never be anything that happens to you in your life, unless you are having an asthma attack, that makes you go so breathless like that. She's been up for it a dozen times or whatever, or however many times. All the people she knows are there. It's like, it can't be that much of a shock. Like, if we were there and we won something, it'd be a shock. But if you think you've got a chance, you don't. I don't know.
I can't find it. I've had a try. But it was a bit over the top, though, wasn't it? It's a bit like, wasn't it? Actually, speaking of which, didn't she make a bit of a fool of herself as well?
She's cried as well.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
I thought that was one good thing that Ricky Gervais did when he was over in America recently, and he was asked to. Host an award, I can't remember what it was, and I thought that was really funny when he got up and he just said, look, if you win something, don't cry.
Let's have a look. I think this might be it.
I'm so sorry, Anne, Meryl, Kristen. Oh God, who's the other one? Oh, Angelina
Jolie.
Gather, is this really happening?
Yes it is, love, and you know it is, and you know there's millions of people watching it. So shut up.
I tell you what, though. Yo, can you play that again?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I'm so sorry, Anne.
There's going to be some dodgy lads who are going to have that as their ringtone.
Oh, God, who's the other one?
They're just going...
Angelina, I'm so...
They're just going to edit little bits of that, aren't they?
It's really happening.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I love coming and have some Haribo.
We did something on Duncan Bartsey's show during the week, but I don't know where they might have actually put it. But it was really quite good.
Did something on Duncan's show about this?
Yeah, William Batchelor, the producer, did something very clever. I'm just trying to see if I can still find it. Yeah, this is it.
Anne, Meryl, Kristen. Oh, God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise be to Will Batchelor. Well done,
that's well done, lad. Well done. That is brilliant. That. There'll be a lot of married lads now who've been thinking, I haven't heard that noise for a long time. That was fantastic. But it is. It's like when they go. And as I say, Ricky Gervais was hosting an award and he said, look, you know, if you win something, don't cry. You know, it's only an award. Grow up. And then he said, if you're a producer or someone, get off.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah. It's only the on-screen talent the audience are interested in. You can get off. And I thought that was very good, very funny, very funny. And very, very true. But they are, all of these awards, they're important to an extent and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, you know, when you consider everything that's going on in the world, it's not that important, is it? Apparently, though, Mickey Rourke, I never saw him, but Melanie said Mickey Rourke was great. He won one.
Yeah, for the wrestler. The wrestler, yes.
Which I really want to see. Yeah. It's out at the end of the month and I really want to see. But apparently he was great.
It's out now, John.
It's not 26th of January, Todd.
It's out on Saturday because we're going to see it. I'm sure it's out on Saturday.
Well, I've got the date wrong. I've got in my head it was 26th of January. Maybe you're going to a special preview.
Who could be?
Yeah, yes. maybe. Yes. Nobody's told me.
Sticking me tux on, you know.
But he put a tux on. You'll sound like it trying to get in the tux. I've nearly done it! But apparently he got up and said this speech, and this comes right back to what I was saying before about dogs. He got up and he said, it's great to win it. Didn't say it in a Scouse accent, but he said it in whatever accent he's got. He said, but, you know, because I've been low. He said, and, you know, I've been up and I've been down. I've seen both sides of this industry. And there's been times where, you know, I lost all my friends, no one for me. He said, and, you know, to be fair, that might be because I was a bit of an idiot. But at other times, you know, you needed people. But at the lowest point, when everything was going wrong and when I had nothing else, the ones who stayed for me were me dogs. Oh. And Melly went, oh, isn't that lovely? I went, well, who feeds the dogs? Do you know what I mean? Well. The dogs aren't there going, look, I know your career's not working out. Since Rumblefish, you've lost your place in the hierarchy of being an edgy Hollywood actor. You've done some great work. You've been with De Niro, but that thing you did with Wild Awkward, that was a bit dodgy. But I tell you what, we still love you, Mickey. The dogs weren't doing that. The dogs were going, have you got me tea?
Come on, son.
You got me
back
tea?
It open.
Do you want to take me for a walk?
He was good in Sin City. Remember Sin City?
Oh, is he? I think
he was
great
in that. You never recognise him.
No,
but.
Yeah. He's great at carrying off that hardened, battered person. Because that's basically what he is. He's a hardened, battered person. You know, he's been through it. And I can't wait to see the film. I can't wait to see it. Mainly because it reminds me, I took my lads to see wrestling in Rill. This is through Rill Town Hall. This must have been 5 or 6 years ago when we were staying in a caravan in Pithelli and they had what they called WWF at Real Town Hall. And so my lads were younger then, so they actually believed it might be WWF and they were in Real.
Was this Welsh World Wrestling or something?
Welsh Walnut Finding. We turned up to watch the WWF and I knew it couldn't be because it was £2.50 to get in. And we got in, and it was what I imagined this wrestler to be. It was wrestling, but because, and obviously wrestling's got a bit of a fixer, but it was wrestling without the athleticism, without the big toned bodies, and without much good timing. So there was lads butting each other who never meant to, and there was proper blood and proper falling over just because they didn't know what they were doing. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. It was like the old days of grappling with old ladies in the front going, get him! It's great.
Like it.
So anyway, let's have a break because I really need to cough. And I've often found on radio when I've listened to shows where people cough, it puts me off. City Talks, Alphabet Soup. It's hosted by John Bishop. We started it off being John Bishop's Alphabet Soup, and there was a man in another room called Kelvin Roberts, whose job was to press buttons. But he's made his way onto the show, and because he keeps on putting pervy noises in my ear, he's left him here. Do that again. Press that again. I'll put the earphones on. I tell you what, you do see it in a different way. Isn't she married to Mendes? Or is it the other one?
Who's he play for?
No, the... no. Calvin's done a footy joke. No, Sam Mendes.
Sam Mendes did American Beauty, didn't he?
Is he married to her?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Let's just send it to him. Imagine all of his mates now.
maybe her first husband, Big Jim. She went to some guy called Jim. Oh, what was his second name? I think it was Threppleton, who she met on the when she was filming Hideous Kinky. God, we could get this up all day, couldn't we? I could keep playing this on the loop.
I know, but you don't want to play it. You don't want to play it because if you keep doing that, somewhere in the controls of this city, of this station, Al or one of the other technical bods will know what's getting played in whatever studio. Yeah. And they'll just know that you're logged into the system as Kelvin Roberts and you're in the bunker on your own pressing that button. Because I'm going to deny I was ever here.
It's actually labelled in the system as sex grown.
Sex grown. Kelvin's pressing sex grown on his own
fantastic.
For 3 hours. How did you know that she was married to someone called Big Jim?
I just remember because she married him not long after she did Titanic. Because she did Hideous Kinky after it. That was her first film. And then I think he was a cameraman. And then obviously fell in love. It was her first kid with him. She got a kid called Maya. So,
how do you know all this stuff?
I'm a very knowledgeable person, have you known. I don't need any of this Wikipedia.
I've got all this.
You don't believe me. Are you going to look this up now?
No, I'm not going to look it up. But I'm just saying if I didn't have this in front of me.
Yeah.
If I didn't have this menu that involved Halle Berry, Haribo, Hangman, Harry Potter, horses and harmonicas. Mm. I wouldn't know what to say.
We've not spoken about Harry Potter yet, have we?
No.
It's
no.
Magic.
We did that thing, remember, where we did
the speed reading.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work without a record, would it? See, I know. It's amazing. Did the first Harry Potter come out, does it say?
Years ago. When he was a little kid. Look at him now. 19... Oh, it doesn't actually say, does it? Well, they must be close to finishing the films now, mustn't they? Aren't they filming the last ones now?
Well, she said she's only writing 7 books, isn't she?
Well, obviously the books come out, but they're still doing the film. I think
one of the
films... No, I
didn't think the last book's come out, has it?
Yeah, it came out last year.
The last one?
Yeah, isn't it? The Deathly Hallows.
I've got to be honest with you.
Because they've caused a fury, because they've split the film in two. Obviously, to cash in. So, the last film's going to be like 6 months apart. A bit like Kill Bill 1 and 2, but without magic.
Yeah, but...
But with magic.
Yeah, but also... I think it's difficult with something like that, because it was so brilliant, the first one, and he looked like a young boy going to school. Whereas now, he's bigger than Hagrid. How can you carry on?
Well, he's got to grow, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I think, I don't know, not too sure about the books, but I think the books mostly were written as him, as like a young boy. It's kind of happened over the weeks rather than obviously in the films. Because the original idea was that they were going to change the cast. When they got a bit too old to play the characters, they were going to change him.
The world of your life.
I'm a film buff, you know that.
Yeah. So they're going to change everything?
They were going to change, I think, after the second or third film. I think when the first director came off, Christopher Columbus, I think once he left, he kind of encouraged all the others to leave and let it kind of start again in a couple of years' time with new actors. But they just carried on the gravy train.
So, Christopher Columbus, and I'll say nothing about his name. But Christopher, that sounds brilliant. So he's on the set of Harry Potter, the first one, and says, I tell you what, lads, let's leave it. We've done a good job. Let's all go. And they've all gone, yeah, all right, Chris. Then when he's gone, they go, I'm staying. You stay. I'm staying. So, hey, we get loads of cash out of this. Let's stay.
Aye, aye.
You got a text? You got a talking text?
It's Will Batchel. Will you tell him how long we're going to be?
Will? All right, Will, it's Bish. We're going to be another 5 minutes. No, I'm not. No, thanks for the offer of going for the curry, Will. But I'm not, because I'm going to go and see me lad.
Say congratulations about his little piece we just played.
Oh, yeah. We've just played your piece on air of the Kate Winslet getting carried away. I don't like it as much as Kelvin, who's put it on his MP3. Right, well, let's have a quick word off.
Oh.
Quick word off. This goes down. None of them can be used.
No, nope, you got to take all that off.
Yeah, off.
Yep.
Ready?
And you can't repeat any of those on there as well.
No, can't repeat any of them.
Nothing on there.
And also, I'm going to bring another rule into the word off. It has to be a thing.
You can't go changing the goalposts.
A physical thing. So you can't say hate happiness.
No. That's going too far.
Why?
Because we're crap with it as it is. We can't go...
All right, then.
Worse.
All right, well, all right. I'll start. Happiness.
Hold.
Happy.
Hindered.
Hair.
Hap.
Hap?
Yeah, carry on.
Hap's not a word.
It is a word.
It's not a word.
It's a word.
You've lost.
It's a word.
You've lost. What
carry
is
on.
It? What's it mean?
We need to fill in some
hairy.
Water. Hairy what? Oh, sorry. Hand grenade.
Head. Hand. No, hang on. Hand grenade's not a word. Hand is the word, and grenade's the thing. You can have a grenade that's not a hand grenade.
Well, it's a hand grenade.
No, but that's not a word.
Stop trying to cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm winning.
You're not winning.
I'm winning.
You're not.
Hard.
Handset.
Hollow.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Get out of here. Get Bilbo on. The happiest song in the world. Go for your curry.
Could not play Kate Winslet again, instead.
Yeah, put Kate over a bit of Winslet. bit of Bimbo. Bit of Jim Reeves, and all of a sudden Kate
Where's
comes flying in.
Oh, she's not there anymore.
It's all right.
I'll tell you what, I need to mix this, because I think that'll sound really good. Hang on a
Disco
minute. You got your cans on?
Yeah, I'm going to get my cans on. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
I'm so sorry. Meryl. Kristen. Oh, God, who's the other one?
It's Bimbo, love!
It's a long clip, but it'll do.
It'll do.
We got the joke in there. Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends. And every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With the hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, Bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, Bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh?